רבנו הקדוש צדיק שיסוד עולם נחל עבר מכל עולמה רבנו נחמן בן שמחה ובן שגל שאתם תגן עלינו על כל ישראל רבו ישראל today we're story life are you ready?
No. Are you ready for the
country? Nachem, sit. Don't dance. Yes, Bezrat Hashem. So, Rabbo Yisai. So, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to start this Zman, real Zman, on the right side, Bezrat Hashem. Nigun HaMisitra de Levi. Ariel, come. The Nigun is coming from the side of the Leviim, so we brought Ariel Levi to... So, Bezrat Hashem, this is a song that been written for a children CD on HaBaal Shem Tov, and it's very, very shiny. So I wanted to share it with you, Bezrat Hashem. So we took that amazing. By this inspiration of that last shiur that we were connecting ourselves with the Hasidut Chabad and explaining the connection in the Shitot about fighting for Mashiach and fighting for Mashiach not to come yet, we explained the different Shitot that we have. And how much Baruch Hashem we're all together. Just to let you know, Rav Shalom in Shabbos, he said that some Talmid Chacham came to him and told him that he wants Mashiach to come already. So Rav Shalom asked him, why you want Mashiach to come? Can you answer to me? What you going to achieve by that Mashiach will come? Alright, Mashiach is here now, alright? What you got? What you achieved? Why are you waiting Mashiach to come? So he started to crawl inside of himself and he didn't know what to say. So he said to Arav, it will stop all of the suffering, it's going to cancel the exile. Arav Shalom told him, no. The responsibility of each and every one of us to do tshuva is going to stay as is. The reason that you suffer now, any surim belo avon, there is no suffering without a sin. The reason that you suffer is because that you haven't completed your tshuva. And the obligation of doing tshuva is going to stay the same when Mashiach will come. The only difference that's going to be is that when Mashiach is going to come, you will not going to receive no more reward on the tshuva that you're going to do, but you're going to be forced to do tshuva. And now you have the opportunity to receive reward on your tshuva. This is the difference. Baruch Hashem. So, we took that amazing song of Chabad, that Chabad was saying the story of
the
Baal Shem Tov, he met the Mashiach once and he asked Mashiach, "Ematai ka'at emar?" When are you coming, Mister? So the Mashiach answered to him, "Lichshiyafutzu ma'inotecha chutza." When your springs gonna spread, gonna grow in the world, means distribution, means hafatza. Rabbi Natan, on his deathbed, he said that the main tzava'a will of him, of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, is v'ayikaru shiafutzu ma'inotecha chutza, to make that wonderful distribution. So this is the light of Mashiach. This is what the Baal Shem Tov commanded, Chabad and us and Kotz and all of the wonderful Kali and Chassidim, all just to distribute, to share the light of the Creator in the world, the light of faith. So Bezrat Hashem, on that, based on that music, we wrote that amazing, wonderful, inspiring song. Bezrat Hashem, I bless you all to learn it by heart. I worked hard, you can see. I wrote it in Hebrew for you. I wrote it for you in the letters of English that's going to be easy for you to say. And the translation, the reward deserved to Eliyahu Goldman, that he's in charge of that. I was typing, he was
translating.
Wonderful. So, no, we're just gonna sing it once, twice, and they're gonna join. It's not a shame.
Okay.
Coming to a Beit Knesset, to the shul, every day and praying and Shabbos and holidays and everything. He had a kosher family. But there was one weird thing that the rabbi over there in the shul saw that that guy had a certain thing that wasn't so so right, that every time that there was Birkat Kohanim, blessing of Kohanim, so he would go out from the Beit Knesset, and he was never there in Birkat Kohanim. And the rabbi tried to look for a reason, maybe he's a Kohen, maybe he's not a Kohen, maybe what's the reason, why is not? And he was looking at him for a long, long time, and he saw that always, in Shabbos, in Shachrit, always, he's not there in Birkat Kohanim. 1 minute before Birkat Kohanim, he's running outside. So, that rabbi called him, please, to come for a meeting, and asked him, told him, everything is good with you, Baruch Hashem, I enjoy, see you coming to Beit Knesset every day, but what's the... Can you explain to me? It's hard for me to judge you, to kaf zchut on that issue. I don't understand it so well. Why are you not taking a part with us in Birkat Kohanim? So that guy, that person, told that rabbi, told him, you know, Rav, that I was in Auschwitz, in the Holocaust, and over there, I had only one will, like all of the rest. I wanted to die. I just waited to die. I just wanted to die. I couldn't suffer anymore, and I just wanted the end of all of that suffering to come already. And there was a doctor over there. His name was Dr. Shalom. And that doctor was always running after all of the weak people, and strengthening them, and cheering them up, and telling everyone, you have to hold on. And I remember a few times that he stopped me from taking my life in my hands, from killing myself. And he, mamash, saved my life a few times. I remember once, mamash, I was about to commit suicide, and he stopped me. And he told me, I'm begging you, please, do me a favor. And remember the time of Am Yisrael that were in Egypt, and 1 minute before they've been saved, they didn't know that they're going to be saved. They still were suffering, and the labor, it was horrible. They were in the exile until the moment of the salvation. And also here now, I know it's hard for you, but please wait another day and hold on another minute. Maybe in 1 minute it's going to all finish. Maybe in 1 day, maybe in 2 weeks. We don't know, just hold on, and for sure Hashem is going to redeem us, Hashem is going to save us. And he said, in one night, in the middle of the night, Dr. Shalom burst into the room and told us, Raboisai, wake up, everyone. And he woke all of us, and we were all so tired, and we were angry at him, why are you waking us up? And he said, I understand, you're tired, but listen guys, it's Pesach tonight, it's Leil HaSeder, and I brought a matzah, and you have to eat from that matzah. So we heard there is something to eat. Of course, we all went down from the bed, and we gathered around him. And he said, I'm sorry, I don't remember the Haggadah by heart to tell you all of the words of the Haggadah, but I'm going to tell you. I'm a Kohen, and I'm from the seed of Aaron HaKohen, the brother of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I'm telling you that Bore Olam, he saved Am Yisrael from Egypt, and he's going to save us also. And he, mamash, was strengthening them and telling them about Yetziat Mitzrayim, and that they, for sure, Hashem is going to save us also from the camp. And while they're talking, the SS officers entered into their hidden place and arrested everyone and stopped them and said, if you're not going to tell us who is the one that's responsible on that matzah, that brought that matzah, we're killing all of you. Of course, no one said, no one wanted to frame Dr. Shalom, and they didn't tell nothing. But he himself, he saw that all of his friends are going to die because of him. So he stood up and he said, I'm the one that brought that matzah. I was the one that organizing that secret meeting. It's my responsibility. So that SS officer told him, you, Dr. Shalom, I cannot believe you were so loyal, you were working, you were doing, you were... But if you betrayed us now, you're not going to be killed now, you're going to be executed in front of all of the people. immediately they made that order to call all of the Jews, all of the prisoners, to stand in the courtyard outside, all standing in lines, like we all know, all standing over there waiting to there for that horrible execution. And they're bringing him, that Dr. Shalom, up to the stage, and there is a rope over there to hang him, and that SS officer is starting to talk, and he's saying, a very horrible thing happened tonight, you Jews, and cursing and everything, and now we're going to kill him, and he's turning, facing Dr. Shalom, telling him, because that you were a good prisoner, and you're important, you're a doctor, because of that we're going to let you the privilege of last request. So that Dr. Shalom said, I am a Kohen, and I'm asking for that opportunity to say Birkat Kohanim, to bless all of the public here in Birkat Kohanim. And they let him do that. And he was blessing, Yevarchecha Hashem, Vishmerecha, Ya'er Hashem, Panav Elecha, Vichunecha, and all of the blessing, one word after the other, with tears, and all of the public, the prisoners, all of them are crying. That person in the Bet Knesset, and after it they executed him. And that person in the Bet Knesset answered to that rabbi and tells him, that was the last Birkat Kohanim that I heard from Dr. Shalom, and I don't want to hear no other Birkat Kohanim in my life. I want that sound of that Birkat Kohanim to keep on, how you say that, to
resonating.
How?
Resonating.
Resonated in my head forever. Forever. Look how much power. One person. And we're not a righteous man, yes, a righteous man. A man, a human being that cares for others, that is running for others, that he cares for others. And he, that person said to that rabbi, I forgot to say it, he said, that Dr. Shalom, he's the reason that I'm religious today, he's the reason that I'm alive today, that I'm religious today, and I'm not listening to other Birkat Kohanim, but all of the rest I'm doing as much as I can. Look how much power one human being can have. And we're not talking about a religious person that he was all righteous, and he doesn't know the Agadah by heart, he's saying what that he can. He was a religious Kohen. He was everyone in this world can find inside of himself such amazing, strong powers that he can change the world. You should come inside of yourself to that recognition, to that understanding that you want to change, that you want to do something with your life. And that's what's going to cause, that's going to make that change happen. If you're going to wait that people are going to push you, that people are going to open the path for you, it will never going to happen. Even if you're very nice, if you're very clever, if you're very talented, the doors will not going to open by themselves. You need to push. I told you that story once, that Rav Shalom in the yeshiva, he came and he gave a shiur rebuking all of the avrechim from the yeshiva. And he told everyone, don't approach to me, don't come to me, don't talk to me, you're hurting me, you're insulting me, you don't respect me, you're doing this and that, and it's a disgrace how that you behave. And Mamash was rebuking the yeshiva, something 12 years ago, a horrible class, a huge, Mamash, frightening class. And in the middle of the class, Rav just, when he finished saying what that he had to say, he stood up from his seat and went out to his office. And all of the Avrechim, Mamash, was moving to the sides. So no one wanted to stand close to him, was afraid to enter to his Dalet Amot. But there was one Avrech, praiseworthy Avrech, that walked after Harav Shalom, after that lecture, after that Shi'ur, to his office. When Harav entered to his office, he entered with him and closed the door on both of them. Harav Shalom felt that there is a person behind him. He turned over to him. He looked at him and told him, what are you doing here? Very frightening to hear words like that from Rav Shalom after this kind of a class. I'm telling you, for sure. And he told him, he asked Harav, Harav, is it the truth that even if I need you, I'm not allowed to come to speak with you? So Harav answered to him, the one that's going to have more Azudik Dusha, holy brazenness, he's going to succeed more, he's going to achieve more. I'm telling you not to come to me, but you're supposed to. Hashem Yitbarach, when he's stopping you in your tshuva, and he's showing to you that you're not able to learn, means that he didn't open the doors of limud for you. That you're not able to pray like you should, means that Hashem didn't open your lips in the Shmona Esrei, in the Itbodedut. It's just a test. To test you. What's the level of your will? What's the amount of the will? If you're a liar or not. If your intentions are strong and solid and pure. And if you're going to give everything to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, or that you're here for the success. To satisfy yourself for the pleasure of the limud, from the satisfaction of receiving honor, to be called righteous, I don't know what, that people are going to respect you on your effort, on your tshuva, that your wife going to appreciate your kindness, I don't know what. All of those imaginations are only tests to see if you're honest, if you're a man of truth, or chas v'shalom, if you're a liar. If really all of your prayers that you say, I want to do tshuva, I want to be close to you, Hashem, I want this, I want that, they were all lies. It can be that they were all lies. If really now in the test of tshuva, when someone is insulting you, if you're not receiving the rebuke, so all of your prayers on tshuva, on to receive the rebuke, were lies. So all of those tests are here only because our prayer has been answered. Now you ask to do tshuva, you ask to be close to Hashem, for that you need to go through certain humiliations. You have to be humble to be close to Hashem. If you're not going to be humble, you will never going to see Hashem. You cannot be close to Hashem Yitbarach when you're arrogant, when you're selfish, when you're mean, when you're cruel, when you're cheap, when you have bad attributes. You cannot see the kindness, the loving kindness of Hashem. You cannot be with Him in the same place. So Hashem Yitbarach is bringing to us all of the time tests and tests and tests, just that we're going to pass them. And if you fail, immediately you have another one after. So instead of falling to sadness and despair from the number of tests that you see that you have in your life, you need to take them all as a compliment. It's all to show me that Hashem haven't given up on me. Hashem Yitbarach, He wants me to succeed. He wants me to be purified. The Kotzke Rebbe, the Rebbe Mikotzki said, he said to his Hasidim, he said, don't bring me thousands of students. Bring me 10 people that are going to climb to the roof and going to scream, Hashem o Elohim. He needed 10 people. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, Beknishta Chada, one Beit Knesset. One place that people are going to understand that Hashem o Elohim. What it means Hashem o Elohim? That all of the judgments, all of the difficulties, are all coming from the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. It's all mercy. It's all mercy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs only 10 people like those. 10 people. And it's not easy. If the Zohar HaKadosh, over 2,000 years ago, been written, is looking for that Beit Knesset, one group of 10 people, means that it's hard. But it also means that it's possible. And in what it depends? In our will. If you will want to be one of those people, if you will be ready to sacrifice all of your satisfactions, all of your lusts, all of your desires, all of your nonsense, all of that suffering that you're dragging for your life, all of your lifetime, you're suffering from your lusts and desires. You're not enjoying. In the end of the day, you're not happy from what that you achieved. You're sad and frustrated. And you see that you cannot succeed. And the Gemara is saying, why? Because the Yetzer of the person is strengthening itself every day to kill the man. Wants to make him crazy. Wants to lose, that he's going to lose this world and the world to come. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to help that person, then no yacholo. So, Rav Shalom in Shabbos, he was talking about saying thank you. Only to say thank you. And he explained that when a person is praying on something, there's a lot of reason why that he will not going to be answered. Even if he is putting hours and hours and hours of prayers on that issue. Because if you're praying, it doesn't mean that you have a complete faith in Hashem. Maybe you didn't have a choice. maybe it's an easy solution for you to pray, easier than other things. The reason that you have problems in your life is because that you haven't made a complete tshuva. And if now that you haven't made a complete tshuva, you're starting to ask requests like you deserve something, but you haven't completed your tshuva yet, this is the reason that you're suffering. And isurim bela avon, there are no suffering without a sin. So there is a certain sin that can be on your back, that's going to keep on waking up, kitrugim, complains on you from heaven. You're asking, it's very nice, but you're not deserved. And adraba, from those requests, sometimes even can find a bigger complaint. Where he got that courage, that azut, that rude way to ask for things when he's not even fulfilling his obligations. So a lot of times even the prayers are waking up, kitrugim. But when you're saying thank you, by that you accept the supervision of Hashem Yitzbarach on you, and you accept the way that Hashem is leading you, and you're not arguing, you're saying thank you to Hashem Yitzbarach, and by doing that, you're fixing everything. Why are you fixing everything? Because when you're saying thank you to Hashem Yitzbarach, there can be no complaint on that prayer. No one can say something bad on the fact that you're saying thank you. Because you're not arguing, you're not asking for nothing, you're just praising Hashem Yitzbarach. And those praises are rising immediately straight to Hashem Yitzbarach, and Hashem likes it, and Hashem accepts it. And when Hashem accepts it, and Hashem likes you, so Hashem helps you. So Hashem provides you what that you need. And Rav Shalom said once, when you're whining and crying and complaining, they're saying, with all of the good things that you received, and you're still whining, we're going to give you a reason to cry. But if a person is saying thank you, so from heaven they're saying, with all of the difficulties, with all of the suffering that he's got, he's saying thank you, we're going to give him reasons to send, to thank. So from heaven, they're opening gates. Bo sha'arav betodah. Come to the gates of Hashem Yitzbarach with thanks. And it's written, tnu todah, to give thanks. When you're saying thank you to Hashem Yitzbarach, you're giving. You're not receiving, you're not taking nothing. You're just giving to Hashem. You're giving. Think about it. The Creator, that He is the one that gives you everything, that provides you everything. He is the one that now receives from you. What He receives? Thanks. You're influencing on Him. You're giving Him. You're pleasuring Him. You're satisfying Him. Think about that level. And there is a huge Yetzer around that. It's not a secret. Everyone that is doing it, Bodhidhuti knows. There is a huge Yetzer that is fighting on that. And every time the person thinks to himself, no, but I have such problems like those that I have to keep on whining, that I have to keep on complaining, that I have to keep on arguing and fighting and not accepting. But when you're not accepting it, what that you're going through in your life, it means that you're not accepting the supervision, the private supervision, the will of Hashem Yitzbarach on you. Hashem doesn't want you to be married now. Hashem doesn't want you to have the money that you want to have now. Hashem doesn't want you to succeed in your limud Torah and learning like you want to. Hashem doesn't want you to have a ticket to Uman yet. Hashem doesn't want. If He would have wanted, He would give it to you. But He didn't. Means that He doesn't want. So what you should do? What did the Mishnah say? Aser Ritzoncha Kiritzono. Cancel your will to the will of Hashem. Accept it with happiness, with love, with joy. Thank Hashem. Thank you, I don't have the ticket. Thank you, I don't have my rent. Thank you, Hashem, I'm not married. Thank you, Hashem, I don't have my parnasa. Thank you, my wife is rebuking me. Thank you for the problems from the children. This is what that you want, Hashem. This is what it's going to be when Mashiach is going to come. Everyone going to see that Hashem, why look him? That Hashem, He's God. That all of the difficulties are coming from the kindness of Hashem. Nothing going to change. It's not that everyone going to be rich. Nothing going to change. It's not that everyone... No, we're going to keep on doing tshuva. Just we're going to understand that. We're going to receive that wisdom. So for us, we have that opportunity already to take those amazing advice, to take those amazing books, and to learn from them daily, the Garden of Gratitude and Garden of Faith, and to take those books and to learn from them and to praise Hashem Yitzbarach. Rav Hashem is going to illuminate to each and every one of us the real path, the real way of tshuva, to be happy and satisfy Hashem as well. Thank you. Chazak u'baruch. So we should. Yeah. Hello.